Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we are not live. We are recording from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. But we're recording because a little bit later in the show, I'm going to talk about a chili cook-off and beer festival that Bob and I are in on Saturday, the day you're listening to this, if you're listening to it on Saturday, the 7th. And we'll cover that in a minute. But Bob, we were talking about Pearl Harbor Day, Saturday, the 7th, and it took us down the road to maybe some kind of Hawaiian food. You spent some years there in the military.
Right.
Must have been rough duty being in Hawaii for 4 years, but, you know, somebody had to do it, right?
Well, I was hiding from time to time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It was usually from a local boy.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm going to say. So I was talking about Kahlua pig. And it's just a cool process because you'd usually have your luaus on the beach somewhere.
Right. Well, thus a luau.
Or in a park.
Right.
Or in a park. And so they would dig a hole, throw a bunch of wood in it, burn it for hours and hours, and then put some rock in it, which was always lava rock. And then you would...
And the rock would get hot? Is that the purpose of the rock? You're not...
Yes, it picks up all the heat. And then you cover it with banana leaves, because the banana trees have these big leaves. So you cover it with banana leaves.
Are those wet or are they dry?
You just pick them and throw them on there.
Okay.
So they're green.
Yep.
Then you would put your pig on that. And then you'd cover it with banana leaves again. Of course, that pig would be stuffed with vegetables and... You put a lot of salt on it. It's quite salty because it's a big pig and it takes a lot of salt. And then you would cover it with banana leaves again. Then you'd throw burlap bags over it. And then you would cover it with dirt. And you'd leave it there for about a day.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's a slow cooker.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then how do you know when it's done? They just...
In a day.
Yeah, right.
When the day is done.
Right, yeah.
You have a luau, so,
right.
So you're out there a day and a half in advance getting everything ready.
Right. Cook it overnight.
Very cool.
Well, it's not really cooked because you're kind of snuffing the fire out, but the heat is under there, buried by the banana leaves.
Which is
the,
cooking it.
Right, right. Now, do they throw dirt over the banana or over the burlap, too?
Yep.
Okay, so it's truly buried.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Generally sand.
Right. Not dirty, though, because you got the banana leaves covering it.
Well, and you've got the burlap sacks.
Yeah.
You got...
Wonder, are those wet? I don't know why. I don't know why I'm thinking wet, but I just keep stuff from burning. I don't know.
Huh. Anyway,
so it's incredibly good. So they pull that out of the ground and then they pull it like we would do a hog roast.
Yeah. So here. What you typically would do is put like some chicken wire underneath your banana leaves, so you had something
to grab and pick it out of there.
On that, yeah. you could pull the pig out of. Otherwise, you're gonna have a mess.
Yeah. 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 Makes sense.
And it's so good and it's so hot when you pull it out and. The smell, and then you've got all this other food, and you're in heaven. I mean, it's paradise.
Right, right.
Hawaii is just a beautiful place. So that's where I learned to eat sashimi and sushi and a bunch of things, but particular fan of sashimi. Now, when I typically had it, it was tuna.
Right.
We would go out and catch the tuna, and we would fillet one of them up, the first one typically, and have some soy sauce with us, and always a case of Olympia beer.
Right.
It was terrible stuff. It's all we could afford. And my boss, Louis was a Portuguese man and a civilian worker on base, and it was his boat. He was a pro. He would just fillet it up, and, you know, he'd be handing out little fillets of sashimi, just beautiful, fresh. I mean, literally sometimes blood dripping from it.
Right.
It's that fresh.
Yeah.
And you dip it in some soy with some hot sauce in it. He'd make up his own little dip, and you dip it in there, and,
Now, how thick were these fillets?
Thicker than what you get here.
Right, yeah, I'm thinking.
Because we had a big old
hunk of tuna.
Tuna just,
right.
You know, was flipping away.
But typically it's pretty thin. I mean, not there, but, I mean, here that we get. Because there is.
To say typically... You know, it depends on where you are. If you're in a place that's going to charge you the proper amount, it's going to be thicker. Yeah. If you're in a place that's trying to say they have sashimi, it's going to be like paper.
Right.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
But tuna's a lot more readily available now. But I have had it with steelhead. Now, the Asian folks that I have encountered here that make it use our Chinook and steelhead. I prefer the steelhead.
Okay.
And that makes for an awesome sashimi. So you can actually, you know, if you're out catching steelhead right now, you can save a nice piece. And just watch a couple YouTube videos. You'll see which section of the fish is the best to use for it. And when you're talking about tuna, it's very specific as to the price and the grade, because there's all sorts of areas of that tuna that is better or not.
Yep.
But we didn't care. We just chopped them up and
had a belly to fill.
Tried to make it back to the shore.
You're right. Exactly.
So sashimi, and so a typical dip for that would be soy sauce and Tabasco.
Okay. Just
really typical.
Okay.
Or
no seasonings like salt or pepper. Or
anything. No. The soy has a ton of salt in it. But there's a common Asian sauce, sriracha.
Sriracha.
Yep. I don't care for sriracha.
Yeah.
So that's the sashimi side. Steelhead works great. Chinook works great. Try some out of Lake Michigan.
Right.
You'll love it.
Right.
And that's a good Hawaiian meal. And sometimes, you know, people like to throw their own luaus or Hawaiian parties in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
And all the guys get to wear their Hawaiian shirts because we all have some.
Right. Going over and getting hot tub, right? Pretend. Right. Yeah.
So that's a good potential for you there.
Right. That would be good. Well, hey, Bob, we're actually, as I mentioned, we're taping this show because we're going to be at the Ada Chili and Beer Festival, which is happening in downtown Ada, Michigan.
Today.
At a place called the Community Church, which is on Thornapple River Drive in Ada, Michigan. And you can't miss it. Ada's not that big. It's the biggest church right in the downtown area, right across the road from the big Amway factory that's there, and the world headquarters, rather. But anyway, there's 60 teams that are going to be there.
Is it 60 now?
60 now, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There's 60 teams in two divisions. There's
How many brewers?
There's 24 brewers and 60 chili teams. And of those chili teams, there's two divisions. There's one that's a professional division, which are people that have restaurants and professional food licenses. And then there's an open division, which we're part of. And between the two, there's the judging is going to be done by the people that are there tasting chili. There's going to be an app, and you just vote on the app for the chili number that's yours. Every one of the booths is going to have its own number. And you can, you know, if you like that chili, you cast a vote for that one.
So what's the app?
I don't know the app that they have, but it's there. It's posted all over when you get there.
I'm just thinking it'd be easier to download it before you get there.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't have it off the top of my head.
And they're going to have liquor this year.
There's a distillery
there this year,
that's
too.
Right.
So if one of you doesn't happen to like beer, there's going to be some cocktails.
That's right. And I think they're also going to have Vandermeel cider there as well. So
They
got it covered, but just a great community event. I will caution you that the Santa Claus Parade in downtown Ada ends at the Chili Cook-Off, physically ends there. So there will be Ada's always a little bit of a challenge to park, but just come ahead a little early. Lots of places to park, but you might not be right on top of the event.
Yeah, you can park behind Gravel Bottom.
Right. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a little more of this Hawaiian food, maybe some kebabs and how to use hibachi. Stick with us. We'll be back.